Jeremiah chapter 50. Announce this to all nations. Lift up a flag and announce the message. Speak the whole message. Verse 2. We too have a message to proclaim. Theirs was a message of punishment, destruction, and death. Ours is, I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. The message unto you I'll give. 'Tis recorded in his word. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. For decades, Jeremiah has been proclaiming God's judgment, not only toward the Jewish people, but also toward all the peoples around them. And in these last chapters, God tells Jeremiah to loudly proclaim the destruction of the destructive power of Babylon, amid so much desolation, when even their own shepherds forgot their sheep. The good shepherd never did. Not only did he not forget them, and even though they were not innocent, the verdict is free from all charges. At that time, people will try hard to find Israel's guilt, but there will be no guilt. People will try to find Judah's sins, but no sins will be found. That is because I am forgiving them for all their sins. Verse 20. That's good news. With God, there is always hope. So is God's love. It does not stop seeking us until he finds us, no matter how far away we have gone, and no matter how deep our fall has been. His love is greater than our fall. The shepherd loves his lambs. The shepherd loves them tenderly. Those who sometimes lost can be heard groaning in pain. Watch the shepherd wander through the hills, and then appear with the lamb on shoulders, carrying the lost sheep home. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to experience that amazing love. Help me today to proclaim it, because perhaps near me there is a lost sheep.